I'm Batman.
Going on, everybody. Podcast number 7. Here we go. So much for the every week thing. We've kind of slacked off on that, but not because we haven't wanted to. It's just not that much to talk about. Games are coming out. The news is less. It's just all about playing the games, not so much talking about them. Andrew, what's going on this fine Saturday?
Nothing much. Just getting prepared for everybody's favorite, the Arkham City release.
It is hey!
Thankfully October! Whoa!
Oh. Speaking of that, I know everybody's waiting for us to jump into the news, and oh shit, no, that's not what we're doing. We're going to the. What are you playing first?
Damn, I was going for the big bucks for it, going right for the head.
I had a big joke I was going to say since we actually don't have Arkham City news, but I have failed. Anyway, so I guess we're not going to the news. As always, when we're doing it right, we start with what are you playing, Andrew? What have you been playing?
Well, I mean, I've had quite a few games to play now since September the 20th, actually. And
I believe we're going to have some overlap here as well.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to start with the big dog, Gears of War 3. We've been playing a lot of that.
Yes, we have. So we never got a chance to do a podcast the week after. And now that you've definitely had a chance to experience all it is, what do you think of the game? I mean, did it live up to our expectations? What do you think?
That depends on a day-to-day basis. I'll say some days, yeah, it kind of does live up to the expectations, and some days it got flat kind of quick. What is your opinion on it? I mean, how did it go to you?
The game itself is a lot of fun as a whole, but I was kind of surprised. Number one, I didn't think Horde was going to be as fun as it really is. I think I was kind of dreading it a bit going into Gears 3. I feel like the money system was going to ruin it, but they actually did it pretty well, and I think it's a lot more fun than it was in 2. All the other modes other than the multiplayer, though, Beast is pretty boring. I mean, it's a nice idea, but it's not really much to it. The campaign was god-awful. The arcade mode in the campaign, nothing. They added like that was some kind of big deal. It's nothing. But I guess I can't feel let down because I went into it thinking, okay, this is going to be a good multiplayer game. And for me, so far, it has been a pretty damn good multiplayer game. You feel the same way?
I'm going to say the opposite of that. I thought Gears 3, if they had a chance to be a really good campaign ender, I thought they would have a lot of humor in that and a lot of action, and it would be more of a fan service type of ending, more of something where it's just they congratulate you and thank you for being there for the series. But I thought it let me down extremely bad on that. I thought it was just, I mean, that campaign was God awful, in my opinion. It was a complete letdown, and I thought it was even worse than Gears 2 on that whole taking itself too seriously thing.
I agree with that, and the one thing I thought about while I was playing it is, you know, I thought maybe four-player co-op, blah, 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 at least it'd be more fun, and it was less fun. I couldn't believe Gears of War 2, I always think, like, the mark of a bad single-player game, or a campaign, I guess, just nothing's really single-player nowadays, but a mark of a bad something nowadays is if you just want it to end. And Gears 2 is a game I was like, I just want to beat this to say I've beaten it. And Gears 3 got like that maybe 2 acts in. I was like, just end. I'm tired of this already. It wasn't any fun, and I know it's Gears, and it's not like a great work of art, but the story was just, I mean, it was like it was made by a 19-year-old fan sitting in his mom's basement to type that up. It doesn't seem like it was a professionally done story or anything. It was pretty cheesy.
Yeah, I think you hit that pretty well. It seemed like it was a fan fiction, I think they call it.
Exactly, yeah. Not fan service, but fan fiction is what it felt like. And I think we had this exact discussion because something like Mass Effect, I don't expect them, since the third one's supposed to be the end of the current story, I don't expect them to answer everything. They probably can't. There's a lot of stuff to be answered. But I hope they'll try. This game, when there's not too much to answer, there's like 3 big questions you're going in for, and they should all be answered. And were any of them answered? I don't think so. It was.
I think the only question I had that they actually answered was, does Carmine live or die?
That
was the only one that they answered.
And I like what you said about that, because the whole vote on it, does he live or die? And I was thinking they kind of did this maybe, they had this team set to animate this or whatever the fans chose, and it wasn't something special. It was like you said, they had the coding to that came down to one guy if he had to put a 1 for lives and 2 for dies in the game code.
Exactly.
It plays one movie if he's alive, and I'm sure if he was dead, he'd just be laying there instead of standing up.
I guarantee you the death or living scene, it was literally, if you play them both side by side, they would probably be the same thing except for the last maybe 2 milliseconds of the video where they changed to decide.
Yeah, and to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere on that game disc is him dying. You know, just the animation and the scene for it. That wouldn't surprise me. So we've established campaign, major letdown, but multiplayer, how have you felt about that so far? Because that's where the bread is at.
I think the multiplayer itself is fun. I think there were a couple of changes they did to it that I didn't like. I have a feeling, I mean, I don't remember from... In the beta, I don't remember there being a big problem with the shotguns. Like, I didn't lose a lot of shotgun battles, and I didn't win a lot. It was sort of pretty even. I had no hatred or love for shotguns. But in this one, I think there were tweaks they did to these things where I can't win a single shotgun battle anymore ever. And I think they added in this one where it's sort of like a level based on who you get matched up with. So, you know, if you play a lot of it, you're going to come across nothing in matchmaking but other people who played a lot of it. And, I mean, I guess...
Isn't that the idea, though? It is a matchmaking thing?
Yeah, it's good and bad. The idea is good, but the execution doesn't always work.
Not taking any, you know, if I win shotgun with anything or I'm playing against two people that are too good, not taking anything personal into it. The game itself, I feel like, is really well done, and... I don't know how long I keep playing it, but I enjoy it. So I know that's enough about Gears, I think. Overall, though, are you satisfied with the game? I think we agree it could have been a bit more, but was it worth the wait? I believe it was. What about you?
Personally, I'd say it falls on an in-between. I was satisfied with the purchase. I don't feel like they robbed me of $60, but I was not satisfied overall in expectation.
Fair enough. Onward, another game I know we both will overlap on. What else have you been playing?
Actually, the same day, it might have been the day after.
No, it was the same day.
Same day I got Gears, I ended up breaking down like the first 5 minutes of being online, and I went ahead and bought Resident Evil 4 HD. All I can really say about that is it's Resident Evil 4. It's great to be playing it with an Xbox controller in your hand, but the only complaint I can say is that the controls are not what I wanted them to be. They are not desirable. It's like they smashed a GameCube controller, like they tried to hammer it into your Xbox controller, and the biggest thing is they used the left thumbstick for pretty much every major thing on him aiming and all that, and they really don't use the right thumbstick, and that's the one I'm used to now on being able to look around. And I think they should have flipped that.
Yeah, I broke down and downloaded it last night, all that peer pressure. But it definitely takes some getting used to, but it just doesn't make sense to me why they wouldn't go ahead and add another stick support. I don't know how hard that would be. I guess I thought this game was a bit more than just a straight-up port. I thought they'd have to do some extra work to... Because I always understood stuff like adding achievements. They have to dig into the code and redo some stuff anyway, so I figured why not add something, which I don't think it'd be that hard to make that stick work. You know, even if both sticks did it, just so you'd have the convenience of... It's not that it's flawed as in it doesn't work, it's just that it goes against everything you think of nowadays, having those two sticks, and you never think to aim with that left stick, and it just... Maybe it's a bit like left-handed or right-handed. Maybe your left thumb's just a bit uncoordinated when it comes to like aiming fines. It's usually games you're running or moving with that, and it's just not as precise as aiming with your right thumb. I don't know.
Yeah, and they switched it with Resident Evil 5, and that was on the 360. The right thumbstick does aim the gun.
Yeah, but it's also built from the ground up.
Yeah, but I would think if they were going to make this, their first thought would be, all right, we've done it on the Xbox with Resident Evil 5. Why don't we just do that Resident Evil 4? I mean, it would think there would be something like they would know that Xbox users, they naturally use the right thumbstick as their aim.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously they know it. It's just that they didn't want to put forth the effort to do it. It's got to be something like that. But I don't think it hurts the game, but I really can't say anything about that game, seeing as how I've played the first part of it, and I can't render a verdict on how it looks okay. It doesn't really look HD to me. That is something interesting I thought playing it last night, though, I remember when that game came out, January 2005, how amazing I thought it looked, and nowadays, I feel like it just looks like shit.
Pixelated and polygon.
Yeah, it looks terrible nowadays. Pretty funny. Anything else you've been playing?
I got Crysis 2 from Gamefly, and all I can say about that is it's a nice flowing first-person shooter, but I gotta force-feed myself to even play that.
Yeah, sounds about right to me.
What about, didn't you get X-Men Destiny? Anything to say about that?
Other than getting Resident Evil last night, since the last podcast, I've been playing nothing but New Vegas and Gears of War 3. But what little I played of the X-Men game, it's been getting some bad scores, and I see why. Like, it's not done. And it's just, I guess that's one of those things that if it wasn't an X-Men game, maybe it would be getting a little better rap. But the fact that it's something that people like, it's just going to leave people wanting more because it's not good enough. And I can't want another one. I can't give a fair shake. I haven't played enough yet, but next time I'll have it beaten. Have something to say about it, but as of right now, it's pretty boring.
Yeah, I probably saw that coming, I think.
Okay, that's enough about what we've been playing. Now, we're going to go into the news. And first off, let's talk about Batman Arkham City. Oh, just kidding.
Oh, you got
it. Not this week. There's been a few Batman tidbits, but I think we're going to save that for next time because I'm sure we'll have plenty to say. What is the official countdown timer, Andrew?
The official countdown timer as of 9:08 p.m. on the 1st of October is 16 days, 2 hours, 51 minutes, and 43 seconds.
Definitely a couple weeks from now, we'll have our Batman episode and gush. But for now, we'll leave Batman out of this. But big news is here, and it's not big in the reason you think. It's big for me because I'm so sick of talking about this game, and finally... I know. Drum roll, please. Finally, Star Wars The Old Republic, the game we know everything about except when it was coming out for 2 or 3 years, finally, and I repeat, finally, has a release date, December the 20th, 2011.
Hooray!
But, once again, it's not something I'm particularly excited for. I don't like MMOs, and I think it would have been perfect to have a single-player one like the first two. But I'm just glad to see this thing finally have a freaking concrete release date. Andrew, what do you think about this?
Thank God I can wrap this thing up.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. But I know neither of us care for MMOs, and I mean, I love Knights of the Old Republic. I love Star Wars, but I'm not going to take no plunge into this. But I do have to ask you a question.
Yes.
And this is just a personal opinion, what you think. Do you think that game will succeed with stuff like World of Warcraft still being pretty big? Do you think this game has a chance to make up any of the money they've sunk into it?
Oh, no. Not at all. It's all talk and no show. I mean, anyone who loves to talk about the game, they're not going to buy it.
You think?
Yeah, they're gonna talk, wasn't that trailer great? Oh, yeah, that trailer was good because I didn't have to spend any money to watch it. But then when the actual thing comes out, disc form or download, nobody's going to actually pick it up.
Really? I don't think it's going to explode like they're thinking, but if the game's good, I think it might have a chance. It's a lot of what-ifs, I believe, especially because I don't know if... I think MMOs are kind of on the decline because World of Warcraft got so big, and you just don't really hear about it much. It's people thought it was going to become a mainstream thing, and I still think it's kind of that small niche market, and I don't know if you can spend that much money and be that ambitious like they are with the Old Republic and recoup your losses, to be honest.
Personally, I think, at least for World of Warcraft, it's set up its own little world that people go into. Like, it's in itself, it lives off of the people that go in there, but it's not mainstream.
Well, it's certainly the biggest one in a long time. I don't know. I'm neutral towards it. I wish it was a single-player game. That's all I can say about it.
Yeah, I would have liked to see a more like a Knights of the Old Republic 3 type of deal.
All right, enough about that. Moving on. I guess I did lie. There is some Batman news in here. Well, kind of. I believe it's due out next year, but there's a beta going on for the game called Gotham City Impostors, which, to my knowledge, is kind of a Team Fortress kind of squad-based shooter.
It's a shooter.
There's no squad to it? There's not, like, classes and stuff?
I think there are classes, and I think you're right, it's a Team Fortress thing, but I have a feeling it's very cartoonish, very,
yeah.
You know...
Like Team Fortress.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It has a beta that kicks off next Wednesday, I believe? Yeah, next Wednesday night or something. I know Josh is in it, Jay is in it, I didn't get into it, but... how do you feel about this thing, Andrew? I know you have an opinion on this game. I don't know much about it. I'd like to find out once they're playing it, though.
Personally, I keep my ear to the ground on anything Gotham/Batman related. So, you know, any kind of Batman news, I'll prick up my ears and I'll find out and inspect instantly. But I think this Gotham City Impostor, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's going to really have nothing to do with Batman. It's a coding of Batman. It's like as if they took a Team Fortress and just put Batman skins on it.
Yeah, that's kind of the impression I got from it as well.
Any Batman fan, and if they think it's going to be about Batman, they're going to be fooled, and I'm not having any part of it. I don't like Team Fortress. I don't really like that. It's a bit too cartoonish for me, or at least it's not. It's too cartoonish for a shooter. It's got this whole jumping around and stuff, jumping on platforms that zoom you into the air and all that. And I think the only time I've enjoyed that was Unreal Tournament and that kind of deal. But it seems like it's a little too weird for me.
My problem with Team Fortress was people that played it sucked. And the game just wasn't that fun, but I played it way back when it kind of first came out, Team Fortress 2. I don't have a problem with the presentation. I just don't understand the kind of, like you said, I think the game looks interesting. It's just a weird kind of thing to me. It's just a Batman-themed thing, and it's nothing to do with Batman. It's the problem. The thing that worries me is any kind of game like that, I expect it to be maybe subpar and hope they can just get people to play it based on the name Gotham City. And that's why I want to know how this beta goes, because, I mean, obviously it's a ways away. If it's a beta, then you can definitely see what direction the game's going in, and I wonder if it's going to be any good. I wonder if it's going to just be a poorly done game. That's what I want to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to add about that?
Not really. I mean, the first time I heard about it, I would have said, yeah, what's this about? Gotham City? What do they got to say? But the second I saw what it's actually about, I immediately just said, nah, I'm not having any of that. Okay, so a few days ago, I want to lead into something else here. A few days ago, I got on the old Xbox, and I got into a party with you guys, and Logan, you told me about a little something that I had to check on. You said, Andrew, did you see the new Battlefield 3 multiplayer beta? And I was like, okay, what is this all about? And so I ended up downloading the beta, and I've got my own little strong opinion about this thing, but I want to go ahead and hear your opinion first about Battlefield 3 multiplayer beta.
I downloaded the day it came out, spent maybe 15 minutes downloading it, spent about an hour trying to get it to work, played one match, and deleted it, to be honest. The game, it felt underwhelming to me, especially with all this build-up between them and Modern Warfare. It didn't really feel that much fun, and I understand it's just a beta, but that's one thing. But the choice of map was poor. It felt like a bad Call of Duty, to be honest. It was just wide open. There wasn't really much to it, and it just didn't feel anything different. If their only thing to hang their hat on is Battlefield Company or Bad Company 2 with better graphics, then color me disinterested. But the one thing I will say about it, and I know it's just a beta and people say this, but I know it'll permeate to the main game, which is only, 3 weeks away?
Yep.
I know it'll happen, and I will. Even if I was excited for it, I'd be having second thoughts about buying it because they had the problem I had to do with connecting to the EA Online servers, and I've heard it's, no one else has had this much trouble with it, but this is, the first day, and I imagine once there's a huge server load for the first day of that game and the first week or maybe month, both games I played within a launch window, 1943 and Bad Company 2, had terrible issues with, I remember Bad Company 2 was a bit better, it was kind of intermittent, but 1943, you couldn't play the game, you were shit out of luck. You bought this game and you couldn't use it because the servers were down, and it was every other night, it was like playing the lottery. Oh, am I going to get to play tonight? Oh, guess not. Try to find another game, and I don't know if it'll be that poor, but it makes me worry, because if I'm going to buy a game, and even this, nowadays with these online passes, if I were to get this through Gamefly and to say, well, I'll get the online pass and just be able to play the game online for as long as I want, without buying it, with this kind of threat looming on my head, I'd hate to buy an online pass to not be able to play the game. I don't like the feel of that. There's the end of my rant. I guess I'll pass it over to you because I'm sure you got something to rant on.
Oh, yeah. I'll be taking that torch there.
Okay.
All right. Let me begin. Battlefield 3 versus Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought this would be a good rivalry. This would be good for the simple fact that maybe, just maybe, it can be the starting point for a turn against military first-person shooters in the game industry. And if this beta is any inclination as to what Battlefield 3 is going to be like, then I am absolutely appalled.
Wow.
I think it was absolutely atrocious. It was, if this thing is close to what the actual game is going to be like, then this game needs at least 3 to 6 months more work on it. Some of these things were just unforgivably bad. It's just, they were glaring mistakes made in the game. You fall through the floor, dying, it flips over to the guy that killed you when you watch him for a second, and the guys were falling through floors, their animations were going weird, they were lying on the ground, backs on the ground, shooting their gun in the air. I mean, it was just, it was all, there's no possible way they could look at that and say, this is what we want to present before our game comes out. There was no possible way. And I honestly thought Battlefield 3 might be a good contender against Modern Warfare 3, and it might be a good starting point to wane people away from this kind of stuff. But good God, it was almost worse than Dead Island in terms of politics.
Whoa! Let's not go crazy here.
I think I know exactly what the problem is too. This Frostbite 2 engine. The thing was,
really?
I think EA came to these guys, came to DICE, and told them, "You need to make a great looking game. People want aesthetics. They want to see something pretty." And so DICE just jumbled up some MacGyver way of making the game look better, and it destroyed the performance of the game.
Really? I hadn't really thought of it. See, I didn't have many technical problems. I mean, I had the clipping here and there, and I was mainly just having problems with the mechanics, but you might have something there. And I'm going to go ahead and say something here. I hate to take the steam away from you.
Right ahead.
Believe me, it hurts me to say this. Like, I can literally feel my soul escaping through my ass or something. But I felt like if I was at gunpoint and someone says, for the next year, you have to play Modern Warfare 3 or Battlefield 3, I'd think right now the safe bet is going with Modern Warfare 3 because Call of Duty, you know what you're going to get. And as much as those games are just kind of ugh to me, I've never really had performance issues with them. They've always just been Call of Duty. They don't surprise me, but they work. And this game, I worry about it a bit, especially if you're having these kind of technical issues.
Yep, that's exactly this. And you can pinpoint it all to Frostbite 2 engine. It's a bad engine, and I just can't get how they didn't realize that it's...
Well, this is the first game they've done using it, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah. You can tell when something is bad. You can tell when the work isn't done right. And I guess it's just there was nothing they could do. I guess they said, you know, it was out of our hands. Someone overhead of us told us we have to make this game. And even if it was technically bad, it had to be put out there. It's going to be, I'm not going to say, it's not going to be a flop. Certainly not going to be that. Not with the people with the numbers that are into that kind of stuff. It's certainly not going to be a flop, but it is going to be greatly less than expected. People are going to look to this game as a rival against Modern Warfare 3, and it's going to be a jokeable laugh to a lot of people.
Are you sure? I don't know about that. Damn.
I have a strong feeling now I can only say off this multiplayer beta, because everything else we've seen is all trailers and stuff, so they can take control of that, and you won't be able to see in any demos they show off any glaring mistakes because they get control of that. But off of what I've seen, this multiplayer beta is their free roam to let us do what we want in this game, and it is just every single time. There's always something in a span of 2 or 3 minutes of playing that, something glaringly wrong with this game in terms of the engine, in terms of the game itself and the performance. And it's just, I mean, it doesn't break the game. It's not like any of it crashes, really. I know you said you had one problem with if you bring up the menu while you're spawning, you get a blue screen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do remember that now. I'm glad you reminded me.
that might hurt your performance, but nothing that'll
it
hurt.
It did.
Nothing really that'll hurt the performance, but I guarantee you, upon playing this game for 30 minutes or more, you are going to get extremely annoyed and aggravated at all the glaring problems. It's just, you'd have to have a blind person playing this game to not see the mistakes made in terms of the engine's performance.
I really kind of shocked the way how you're just so hardcore on it, because I haven't put up enough time into it. I didn't enjoy it, to be honest. I didn't think about the stuff you said about the Frostbite thing, and I don't know if that's the sole reason, but I think you made another good point. I think there's a big possibility that the EA and the Activision started barking at each other. You know, that we've talked about on the podcast before.
Oh, yeah.
They've had this rivalry, and before this, you know, I always thought it was kind of stupid because, you know, Modern Warfare, that's just kind of like, you should laugh at them. It's a totally new game. No, it's not. It's really Modern Warfare 2.5. And I always thought Battlefield was a pretty good example of a game that was a little more than that. And doesn't feel like it now, but I'm starting to wonder if maybe this game possibly isn't finished. You know, maybe they spent a long time making this engine and the game really didn't have that much work put into it, and they had to beat Call of Duty out of the door, so it's just kind of shoved out. That could be a possibility, and I'm eager to see. I don't think review scores will tell the tale, but I'd like to see how fans respond to it, because like I said, I don't think it'll flop, but you know, the beta is not far off from being done. I don't know how this beta represents the final product either, but wow, I wasn't impressed with it. That's all I can say.
I'll personally say here, I don't think it is looked at as the savior to the people who are tired of Modern Warfare 3, and it's not going to be that. Not by a mile.
That's honestly how I had it pegged, but I just attributed my bad time with it to shooter fatigue, so I don't know.
But we'll see. We'll see when it comes out. November the 25th, I think they said.
No, October 25th.
October 25th.
Yeah, week after Batman.
Wow.
good luck.
Good luck, guys. Enjoy what you get.
Just also for the record, I know all of us have played it, you know, the crew. And the only person I know that's liked it has been Jay. I even talked to my little cousins, and they hated it.
Well, I mean, you could give Jay a ball and a string, and he'll find enjoyment out of that.
Well, there you go. Okay. Mellowing out, going to something hopefully a little more upbeat. And it was Skyward Sword. They've released a few trailers. And Andrew, I know you saw some of this, and I know we've talked about this on the podcast, and I know your stance on it. And I ask you again, still feeling anything about this game, or are you just same way?
The things I think they're going in the right direction, things I think that they're not going in the right direction with. The things they're doing good is that so far I haven't seen any gimmicky ways for you not to play as regular Link. There's no real, you're not turning into a wolf, you're not going back in time. No, I'm not saying Ocarina of Time wasn't the greatest game ever and that was a gimmicky thing. It's just, it looks like it's going to be what Twilight Princess promised us when it first started being shown, where you're just, you're adult Link and you're getting right down to business. There's no doing this or doing that. It's all right out the gate. You know, you're just full speed ahead, guns blazing, Link with a sword and shield.
Guns blazing?
Well, you know what I mean. Sword and shield in hand and going to fight the monsters, big and small. But the thing I didn't like is they're still showing off some of these type of mini game type of deals. And I think that in itself is sort of taking away, because I don't like playing mini games that break the consistency of something like a Zelda game. I remember in Twilight Princess, there was one part that I hated. It was so glaringly out of place, was where I think it was on Death Valley, I think, or not Death, whatever that, what are they called? The
Clemson Stadium?
No, the
I know, Gerudo Valley.
Yeah, there was a part where you had to get on the iron boots and you had to stop a Goron rolling down the hill. So you had to do this little mini game.
Oh, whoa. You're talking about Twilight.
Death Mountain. Yeah. You had to go up and you had to like line up with the guy rolling, and you had to press A real quick to get your stance and then stop him. And
yeah,
I remember just having to do that over and over. Not because it was hard, but because it was just out of place and stupid. And I wasn't getting it, and it was drawing me out of the thing. And it almost made me want to turn the game off right there and take a break, where a game shouldn't have to make you do that.
I understand where you're coming from, but I have a problem. You just said it. You didn't get it, and maybe they did a bad job explaining it. But I remember that part. I did it the first time. I'm not saying like you're terrible at games. I'm better. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying maybe they did a better job explaining it. But just because something you don't get doesn't mean it's. I remember a Twilight Princess. To give you another example, do you remember the ice level? It was like a house or whatever.
Uh huh.
There was some puzzle I just, for some reason, couldn't understand. I was not getting it. And, you know, Bailey came in and did it in one try. I was like, oh, thanks. But it's not like I said, this game's stupid. It's not a puzzle game. But that's just, Zelda's kind of a mishmash. That's what makes it fun. It's not a Bayonetta all about combat. It's not a Catherine all about puzzles. It's a little bit of everything. And the variety makes it fresh. You never know what's going to happen. I like it.
Well, I mean, it's just, I would have been fine if it was something you could go up there, and as long as you have on the iron boots, you'll stop the guy if you just line up and have on the iron. But there's this whole press A at the right moment to get in your stance that'll line you up so you can stop him, and then you got to like hold A or something to like drag him along to throw him out of the way or something like that. And it's just, I mean, why can't it be something simple? Like when I was playing Resident Evil 4 and we were talking last night about it, and Dave said, have you ever fought, have you actually fought, what's his name, Salazar? Or the right-hand man. Have you ever fought him without shooting with a rocket? And Dave's like, all you got to do is really go to the right, shoot the tentacle thing, and that's pretty much all you got to do. Just something simple where even if you don't get it, all you got to be told is one little statement or one little sentence, and then you can get it. All you got to do is just either make sure you're in this place or make sure you're dodging that, and you can get it.
I still think you're making a mountain out of a molehill on it.
I don't know. Maybe maybe that is just me. I can't really say, but that's how I personally feel. I think these little mini games, these flying around on birds and stuff like that, they're taking away from the experience for me. And I might be alone on that, or I could have some people who are backing me on that. I'd have to
go the opposite and say that isn't that. I'd have to say it's not taking away from it. That is part of the experience. What Zelda game doesn't have some kind of diversion like that? And I'm not saying they're all winners. I mean, sometimes that stuff is out of place, but for the most part, it's just what it is.
I suppose, but. I don't know. We'll see if Skyward Sword gets Game of the Year and sells a huge amount of copies, and
well,
then it's glaring.
We, We know that's going to happen.
Oh, we don't know. We don't know anything. We don't know anything yet.
Zelda. It's Nintendo.
We don't know anything yet. Nintendo is it's not a name dipped in platinum and sold for $1 billion on the black market. It can go as wrong as any other company can. They're better. There's always a chance for every single thing. We have to be fair in this one. But I mean, I guess we'll see in the numbers. I suppose we'll see if Zelda gets amazing scores and it sells extremely well, then I'll know for a fact that it'll be glaringly a fact that I'm the oddball here. I'm the guy that just didn't get it.
I'd say fuck scores and all that. Play the game. We'll work it out. Play the game. I want you to play the game, and then we'll see.
I will not pull a Chris here. I will play the game. I'll do that.
What? No, you're really gonna play a game?
I will really play a Zelda game. It's a shocker, but I will do it.
All right, new segment out of the way. Time to hop into the old mainstay rapid fire segment. Andrew, let's do it.
All right.
First up, I Am Alive, the game that was here, there, gone, back, whatever. It's resurfaced yet again, but now it's going to be an Xbox Live / PSN title. Andrew, anything to say about this game?
I don't know what to say about it. I really honestly can't think of, what is it, in Chicago?
Something like that.
I can't think of really a good game about just walking around a destroyed city in Chicago. I mean, it depended. Until I see what you actually do, I can't really say here or there about it.
I think that's a really good point, because I think one of the reasons this game got delayed so much is they had a good concept but had no idea how to make it into a game. It kind of reminds me of a Fallout maybe setting, but I don't know what you're going to do. I mean, the idea was rescuing people. Is there going to be any conflict? I mean, what's the deal? I don't know. I like putting it on the arcade. That makes it a little easier to take a chance on something instead of being $60 being $15 or $20. So I guess we'll see come this winter is when they say. Next. Another little tidbit, not to beat a dead horse. I'm preparing for what you say about this, Andrew. But the final New Vegas DLC, Lonesome Road, part four of the four little story arcs they did. It just released last week, and that's it for Fallout New Vegas DLC. Andrew, any opinion on this?
Personally, I could hope that Obsidian falls off the face of the earth. I hate them. I hate New Vegas, and I'm the only thing I'm glad about is that we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Well, okay then. I like the DLC. It was fun, but all of them, except for the third one, seemed to be more about the new perks or arms or armor you could get for your character, not about the story. It was all kind of eh. But I like how they try to tell a story, even if it wasn't the best. I enjoyed them, except for apart from the first one, which is kind of boring. I enjoyed the rest. Next. Moving on, Aliens, Colonial Marines, the game from Gearbox. They showed off some footage of that recently. It's getting closer to release. Andrew, any opinion on this game?
I personally think that whole Aliens thing is it has a lot to live up to. I think the last game that came out on that whole Aliens versus Predators versus humans, it was completely awful from what I heard. And it's like you could buy a copy of it for $5. You wouldn't have to look very hard to get one for that price. And so to even bring something out after that, you got to make a really good game just to break even on something like that now.
Well, you know, that was done by, actually, I have no idea. Rebellion, is that right? It was published by Sega. It's a totally different team doing this one. I'd like to think this one will turn out a little better, but at the end of the day, it is just kind of a shooter. But the source material's there. Can they make a good game? Based on Gearbox's latest effort, Duke Nukem Forever, I don't know. Next. We touched on it earlier. Resident Evil 4 HD came out, and the week after, Resident Evil Code Veronica X HD. God, that's a mouthful. It hit the marketplace and on the PSN. Andrew, do you have any interest in playing this game?
No, not really. I mean, I've never really liked the whole top-looking-down type of Resident Evil. I think 2 was about the only exception I'd give. That and Outbreak was... I thought Outbreak was pretty good, but I can't get into that whole top-looking-down thing. And things like that, it'll ruin the experience for me because... If there's anything I don't like about it, any little detail, I'll chop it all up to that, and I'll never get a good experience out of it.
I remember Code Veronica being the first Resident Evil, other than 2, that I kind of really liked, just because, yeah, it's still that top-down thing, but it was 3D, so it was a little more manageable. It was a good game back in the time, but I just feel like today, people always complain that these new Resident Evil games like 4 and 5 aren't scary, they don't try to be anything like that, and I always wonder why this one, because it's really not, it's kind of a break in departure other than the gameplay. It's kind of goofy and action-oriented a little more than being scary. With 4 and 5 now on the 360, I don't know why I'd add this to it. I mean, it was a good game back then, but I just don't think it'd stack up too well today. Next. I think we also touched on this a little earlier, but a couple of new games coming out next week. Maybe not huge ones, But Rage from id and Dark Souls from the people who made Demon Souls, I'm not sure their name. Both these games come out next week on the 4th. Andrew, what do you think about them?
Personally, I think Rage is a little bit, it's a little hyped up too much. I think id isn't that great of a developer. And Dark Souls, its whole portrayal is that you'll die constantly and you'll have to go back and redo things over and over to learn from, it's kind of like an experience type of deal. And I think that's rage inducing for me. I can't handle something like that. So I think and besides, they're both coming out on October the 4th, and that's way too close to something like Arkham City. And so two miscellaneous games coming out near a big title is never a good idea. And I think they're both going to kind of fall on the wayside, at least for me.
I'll agree about id. I don't think they've really done anything other past technical stuff, how great Rage looks, whatever, since, wow, Quake 3, maybe? And even then, that was kind of a technical thing. I don't think they've made any good. Doom 3 was terrible. And what have they done since? So Rage, nah, don't care about that at all. Dark Souls, I actually have Gamefly. I played Demon's Souls, and I always feel like people who only play on PS3 would laugh at me when I say this, but I tried Demon's Souls and couldn't get into it, probably for the fact just it was frustrating and I didn't really enjoy it. But I always think so, half the time when I'm playing a PS3 game, I'd like to have my friends to talk to, and through party chat, or even if you're playing on the PC, you can talk to people over Skype or something, anything like that. And I don't know, I just feel like kind of cut off from the world, and maybe that's one of the reasons I didn't enjoy it. So now that it's on Xbox, I'll give it another fair shake, but it is a very unforgiving kind of style, which I understand people like, and I won't shy away from something like that. But for me, Demon's Souls always seem less unforgiving and more just punishing. It's not so much that you have to adapt and be good. It's just straight up trial and error, no fun allowed kind of deal, and I'm not really huge on that. Next. All right, and some Xbox news. It's leaked through a PayPal memo, and we take leak with a grain of salt, but supposedly the new dashboard with Kinect functionality will come out on November 15th, anniversary of Xbox release and Xbox Live and all that crap. Andrew, are you excited for the new dashboard?
Yeah, I am. I think the Kinect feature, it should have been there from the beginning, but as long as it is there, I guess that's the more important point. I love the idea of just being able to actually turn on my Xbox and not have to turn on the controller and waste battery power and stuff if I just want to do something like go on Netflix or just want to look at a video or just kind of want to see who's online. So I can just pop right in there, just wave my hands around for a bit, and then if I don't see anything interesting on the marketplace or don't see anybody I want to talk to online, I can just log off without ever even touching a button.
Great point. I feel the exact same way. Ever since I beta tested Kinect, I thought this was the whole point of it. It was the hands-free. And to be honest, I never used it for that little Kinect dashboard. It's actually kind of a pain in the ass. So for them to streamline this is a huge step. Next. All right, and finally, since we were re-recording this and some news is broke, I know I promised no Arkham City, but some Arkham City news is trickling out, so we'll just throw it to the rapid fire. Nightwing and, to a lesser extent, Catwoman, but mainly the fourth playable character is revealed to be Nightwing, little DLC. Andrew, how do you feel about this?
Personally, I love Nightwing. He's a great secondary to Batman, and I think there's a lot of potential in that, having Nightwing. I kind of, from the beginning, thought that Nightwing would be in the game. If not Nightwing, then a Robin type of deal, you know, the Dick Grayson. I mean, actually seeing him in there, that's a really good thing. I think Nightwing is one of those kind of, unless you're a Batman fan or unless you get in on that, he's really kind of a character you leave behind. And so to see that they're actually putting him in there gives me a lot of good feelings about that game and about them being actually in the Batman universe.
Like I said, I always feel like Nightwing is just going to be Batman 1.5 or Batman 0.5, really. Just, why would I play as Batman Jr. where I can just play as Batman? Even then, I mean, as long as it's gravy in the sense of, hey, you can play some challenge maps and he's just an extra character for 400 points or something, I'm fine with that. The real thing I want to know about is this Catwoman DLC. Is this day one DLC? Do you have to pay for it? Is it a pass thing? We can't clarify that, and I'd like to know. And to be honest, these trophies are worded kind of weird, so as long as I'm not gypped into buying something that I feel like should have been on there in the first place, I'll be fine with that. But we'll see. That's the way the game market's going. I'd hope not, but what are you going to do? And hopefully we can clarify this in a couple of weeks when we do the Batman one, so we can have a whole list of details in. But I believe for now that will do it for the rapid fire. Hooray!
Excellent.
All right, as I'm saying this, I know this is getting out a little later than I wanted to, but we had some problems with our little rapid fire / end of the podcast recording, so me and Andrew are doing this at 3:40 on a Monday afternoon, just trying to get this done. Apologize for that, but after we do this, we should be on schedule.
I believe
when do we want to do it, Andrew? October 15th, or probably when it'll come out somewhere around then for the weekend before Arkham City, we'll have our next podcast.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'd like to imagine when that'll be. So I believe that is when we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening as always. Any comments and all, just leave them in the thread. We'll see y'all then.
See y'all later.
We'll see y'all then.
See y'all then.
I don't see y'all then.
I just got a beard what you had to say. I need to do that again. All right, we're going to do it again right now. All right.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, I got to do it over.